And now it's time for Back Talk, where we talk about conversations happening on our blog and your comments about the program. Lee Hill, our webman and listener engagement guy, is here to tell us what's going on. Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, I want to start with an update. You know, yesterday, a winner was announced in the 80th annual Scripps National Spelling Bee.
And for those of you who may not remember, about 2 weeks ago, we did a story on 13-year-old Kunal Sah. His parents were deported back to India after being denied political asylum. Sah was hoping to draw attention to his family's situation and bring them back home. But Lee, judging by the look on your face, I'm not sure we're celebrating for Kunal.
You know, Michelle, Kunal, speller number 260, got on stage in the first round and spelled the word hurdle correctly. But get this, apparently there's also a written component. We learned yesterday that he didn't quite make the cut when it came to that.
A written component for the spelling bee in the age of spell checker? Who knew?
Well, I certainly didn't. But anyway, moving right along. Last week, we did a segment on the Family Health and Birth Center here in Washington. They provide alternatives to hospital delivery for pregnant women. Michelle, someone wrote to us, and I understand you might know her. She happens to have a personal connection to this story. Athalia, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, because she's one of my best friends.
Well, she is on the line.
Well, hi there.
Well, hello this morning. It's quite interesting. Ruth Luddick, who started the center, actually was a neighbor of mine.
You also said in the blog posting that you had a personal connection to this idea of kind of more personal delivery options. And why is that?
Well, that's because my 7 siblings and I were all delivered at home with the help of a midwife. In fact, my mom remembers hanging some of the first diapers for each of us on the clothesline outside in the backyard.
And I have known you for all these years, and I never knew that.
Oh.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Lastly, our story about the FDA's longtime ban on blood donations for men who have sex with men is generating some very interesting discussion on the blog. A blogger who wishes to remain anonymous asks, is there absolute certainty that every donor is truthful or accurate when questioned?
And Tiffany, another blogger, also makes an interesting point. She writes, if a married couple, Shirley and Bob, for instance, each have sex with the same man, Shirley may donate blood after 12 months. Bob, however, is permanently banned from donating blood.
An interesting point. It's a complex topic. So anyway, thanks for writing. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you out there. Join the conversation. You can go to npr.org/tellmemore. Blog it out.